Hallelujah. For the Lord is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 100, verse 5 says, "For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." Amen. Brother Hagin used to make us say this many times. He said, "Say this with me. Say this with me. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever." Amen. Well, I'm so happy to be here today. I'm so glad to be here. Ernie and I were going to be here together, but the weather in South Texas was not good at all. And so I had to rearrange everything and, you know, get another flight and stuff. And it just, I was able to make it in time. And so I'm glad to be here with you guys. Amen. Hallelujah. You ready to get healed today? You ready to get blessed today? Are you ready to get blessed today? Because my God is a blesser. Hallelujah. My God's a blesser. Hallelujah. You know, if we could interview today, which he is alive, Abraham, and if we could interview him and ask him in one word, could you tell us what you think about God, the God that you serve? And he would say, he's the blesser. He's the blesser. He's the God that blesses. Hallelujah. He's the God that blesses. When we didn't have children, he blessed us. Hallelujah. He called us out of our nation and he took us to a land that we didn't know and he blessed us on the way. Hallelujah. And he multiplied us and he blessed us. Hallelujah. And so God, hallelujah. The sister was Clarissa, is it? Clarissa, she was saying about how she thought God wanted her sick. I'm telling you, it's out there. That's out there. Amen. And we're here to tell you, Karis Bible College is here to tell you that is not the truth. Hallelujah. God wants you well. Amen. God wants you healed. God wants you blessed. God wants you prospered. God wants you whole. Hallelujah. And so today, I'm going to be praying. I'm going to be sharing on the laying on of hands. Amen. Because we're going to lay hands on some people here. Amen. And some things are going to happen. I'm going to share a few things, and the Holy Ghost is going to do a few things. Amen. And you say, well, how do you know? I know the Holy Ghost. Amen. I know. I've traveled with him many, many years all over the world. Hallelujah. All over in different nations. I believe we've been to 18 or 19 different nations around the world. And you know what? He does the same thing in every nation. I'm telling you, for instance, I was in the country of Brazil some years back, and I was preaching, and I was preaching in Spanish because that's where I'm at. My wife and I have been missionaries in Mexico for 37 years now. And so now we pastor a church there in Pachuca, Hidalgo. And my son-in-law and daughter now are at the head of that church. And Ernie and I were given 3.5 years ago a church in Brownsville, Texas, property and all, debt-free. And so we started another church as if we needed anything else to do. And so we also do crusades. There's a crusade coming up in Campeche, Mexico. It's healing, salvation, and getting people filled with the Holy Ghost. And so, just God's on the move. God's moving, amen? Hallelujah. God's moving, and he's doing some powerful things around the world. But I was in Brazil preaching, and I was going through an interpreter. I was preaching in Spanish, and the interpreter's going to Portuguese. And all of a sudden, my interpreter falls out. And he starts crying, and he starts laughing, and he starts, he's on the floor in a fetal position, and he's kicking, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? So I just kept preaching in Spanish, amen? And Portuguese, you can understand a little bit of Spanish in it, but I just kept preaching, and all of a sudden, I turned to look at the pastor, maybe he could help me, and he was stuck to the wall, like Velcroed to the wall. And his eyes were just like looking at me, you know, and he couldn't move. And I signaled, but he couldn't move. And so, I said, well, what am I doing? I'm just preaching. So I come down there and I'm going, walking around. And so I'm going to use somebody as an example, okay? So there's a lady in a red pantsuit, okay? And so in the front row, and she's in a red pantsuit. And so I just have this sense in here. The Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you. The Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you. Amen. And so I'm preaching, and I'm thinking, my interpreter's on the floor, the pastor's stuck to the wall, and so, I mean, people are falling out of their chairs, okay? People are falling out of their chairs. Some are crying, some are laughing. You know, the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but it's righteousness, it's peace, and it's joy in the Holy Ghost, amen? So we're going to have some joy in the Holy Ghost here tonight, okay, today. We're going to have some joy in the Holy Ghost here today, amen? And so there's a lady in the front row. She's probably in her 60s, about my age, you know. And so she's in her 60s. And so I'm going to use you as an example, okay? You knew it, right? And so I'm walking, and so I see her. She's in a red pantsuit. You missed it, okay?
I'm sorry.
But anyway, so I grab her from the hand and pick her up from the chair. And when I do, the whole church goes crazy. They go, you know, yelling, and there's a laugh. Some are laughing because they're on the floor, and they're yelling. And so all this noise is going on, and my interpreter, he kind of lifts his head, and he looks over to Pastor Clovis, who's stuck on the wall, and says, "What's going on?" And he says to him, "That lady is paralyzed." Oh. And so we're walking across the front of the church together, and so we walk back, and I walk her back to her chair, and I put her there. And so the whole church is like jumping and hollering and yelling. And I said, "Man, thank God I didn't know she was paralyzed. Thank God I had no idea." And you know, the funny part of it, when we drove into the grounds of that church, it said Wesleyan Methodist Church. And I thought, this is going to be interesting. This is going to be interesting. And I got in there, and I'm telling you, the girl that was leading praise and worship, you thought, I mean, she was so anointed, and the group was so knit. And I mean, it was like powerful. And we were in this atmosphere of the presence of God, and you know, where two or three are gathered, there he is in the midst of them. And God's going to do some powerful things here today. God's going to heal some people today. And it's not just because I'm saying it. I travel around the world. I'm you know, in contact with different evangelists, different people, and God is on the move. Hallelujah. God is doing great things in the earth. He has, his hand is not shortened to heal. His hand is still doing miracles. Hallelujah. It is the daily bread. Hallelujah. Miracles are for the children, his children. And I'm telling you, get your expectancy up today, because some of you came in one way and you're leaving another. You came in here one way, you're going to leave another way. Hallelujah. You're going to leave here healed. You're going to leave here completely well. Hallelujah. Woo, shalabakatarabasi. Urabasitara. I believe in the laying on of hands. If there's something that my pastor and I, Bobby Crow, my pastor, Miss Lynn Crow, and something that we practice, and we've always practiced, and we will continue to practice. You know, during 2020, they tried to get us to not practice that, the laying on of hands. But it is one of the basic Bible doctrines of the Lord Jesus Christ, the church, amen? The laying on of hands. It's there in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. And the part that I'm going to be dealing with today is on the laying on of hands. And the laid on of hands, it runs through the whole Old Testament and New Testament. Amen. It runs through the whole New Testament, through the whole Old Testament, and it is powerful. It is something that God has ordained. There are many things that happen, and I'm telling you today, just receive. When hands are laid on you, you just receive. When the contact is made with hands being laid on you today, that is your moment to just say, "I believe I'll receive right now in the name of Jesus." Don't wait to feel something. Don't wait to sense something. You just receive, because God, hallelujah, Jesus is the healer, amen? Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the healer. So therefore, I'm telling you, the laying on of hands, it has many purposes, like I said. And one of those purposes in the New Testament, you can tell that when they heard that Philip had gone down to Samaria and they preached Christ, when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received a Christ, they sent two of those two big guns, hallelujah, two of the disciples, they sent them down there so that they could lay hands on them and they could receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost, amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Can someone say thank God for the Holy Ghost? Thank God for the power of God. Hallelujah. Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all. Hallelujah. Say healing all that were oppressed by the devil. Hallelujah. Devil, the devil is an oppressor. Sickness is an oppression, but Jesus came, hallelujah. Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly, amen? Hallelujah. And so the baptism of the Holy Ghost there in Acts chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. Now when the apostles which were in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. And as he was as of what yet not fallen on any of them, and they were baptized in the name of the Lord, and then they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. The laying on of hands. Tell your neighbor the laying on of hands. It's a basic Bible doctrine. Hallelujah. You can lay hands on people for a blessing. Amen? The seeker of the heavenly blessings must receive by faith through the laying on of hands. Amen? If you're seeking a blessing from heaven, if you're seeking something from Jesus, if you're seeking today, it is by the laying on of hands that the body of Christ receives, hallelujah. It is by the laying on of hands that things come about. It is by the laying on of hands. You know, in the Old Testament, Israel stretched forth his hand and laid it upon Ephraim and Manasseh, and he blessed them, hallelujah. They blessed them, and you know, that blessing came through, amen. That blessing came through. And by the laying on of hands, this is so powerful. I saw something as I was going over my notes today. I saw something that I hadn't seen before. I hadn't paid attention before. But you know, in the Old Testament, the high priest would put his hands on the bullock and would transmit the sins of the nation. And by faith, that purity and that wholeness of that animal, because it had to be perfect, and that perfectness of that animal would come on the people or on the nation by faith. Amen. And today I'm telling you that there was a spotless lamb. Hallelujah. There was a spotless lamb. There was a spotless lamb who shed his blood for us at Calvary's cross. And by faith, hallelujah, just like they had put their hands, the high priest would put their hands, God laid on Jesus all our sins, all our infirmities, everything that we would ever suffer, our poverty, everything that we could ever ail mankind was put on Jesus. Hallelujah. That perfect lamb. And today, by faith, when you receive Christ, you receive everything he bought for us at Calvary's cross. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo! What the devil did in the garden is not as big as what Jesus did on Calvary. Hallelujah. What the devil stole in Calvary, the second Adam, Jesus, recuperated it on the cross of Calvary. When he died, he was buried, and he rose from the dead. I'm telling you, we are serving a risen Lord. Woo, hallelujah. You know, they came to be blessed, and Jesus, his disciples were kind of, I guess they were bothered. They were just, they'd been in ministry already, and they probably didn't want to see anybody. Probably were hungry, and they brought children to Jesus. In Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 through 15, And they brought unto him little children that he would put his hands on them. Say this, put his hands on them. The laying on of hands. That he would put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid hands on them and departed from there. Wow, today we're going to lay hands on some people. You know, I was ministering in a church in Kennedy, Texas, a friend of mine. I was ministering there, and I was going to pray for a lady behind, you know, in the row. So I laid my hand on a man's shoulder just to lean over and touch that lady. And when I did, what I didn't know is that man had suffered an automobile accident and had shattered his arm and was in pain. He had come to the meeting to get prayer. He had driven 3 hours, rented a hotel room the night before, and came to the church and was wanting to get prayer for his shoulder. He said, I almost didn't come. I almost didn't come. He said, the pain was so unbearable. And he said, I almost didn't come, but this morning I got in the car. I said, I've driven this far. I've come this far. I'm going to go. I'm going to go. And when I put my shoulder on him, when I put my hand on his shoulder, I didn't know he was sick. I didn't know he was in pain. But you know, Jesus did. And it's by the touch, it's by that impartation of the touch that things happen in the lives of people. That people's lives are changed. People's lives are healed. People's lives are transformed by the laying on of hands. Amen. And so he told me, he said, after the service, he said, brother, he said, you don't know what happened. He said, while you put your hand on my shoulder to reach over to lay hands on that lady behind me, he said, my pain in my shoulder immediately left. He said, and I have no pain, and he would move his shoulder. I'm telling you, Jesus is the healer, amen? Jesus is the healer. It doesn't matter what ails you. It doesn't matter what the devil has done. Jesus can undo it immediately. You know, the devil's so dumb. He works 30, 40 years to mess up a life, and Jesus comes, and in 15 seconds, they're brand new creatures. Hallelujah. Brand new creation. Brand new creatures. And the devil's worked 30 to 40 years to destroy a whole family. And here comes one guy just preaching Jesus. Hallelujah. Preaching the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And that man lifts his hands and says, forgive me, come into my life. And shroom, he's a new creation. He's a brand new creature. He's created in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Shalabakatarabasi. Oh, just pray in tongues for about 30 seconds, please. You that are watching us by internet, this same anointing that's in this house is going through those internet, however it is, you know. It's not wires anymore. It's so, I mean, wow, airwaves. It's going through there, and you're going to receive. Do I have some ushers? Stand up right here. Right here. Lift your hands to heaven. Power of God's going to touch you. You ready? It's already on you. Fire. Fire. Fire, God. Pick him up, please. Pick him up. Shola bakatara. Fire. Fire. Who? Are you his? Are you with him? Now come here. You can get in, or you can be a spectator. I don't have to touch you. Holy Ghost is moving right now. This way, ma'am. Lift your hands to heaven. Power of God comes on you now. There it is. Take it now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, shalabakatara. Shalabakatara. Pick him up again. We're going to get him drunk. Yeah. Ha, 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 ha. Fire! 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 That's it. Shh. Fire! Fire, fire, fire. Take some more. Take some more. Hallelujah. Shh. Shh. You too, come here. You too. You can see hunger. You guys are not letting me preach. Come this way. Lift your hands to heaven. Power of God comes on you right now. You ready? Fire. There it is. Fire. There it is. Take it now. Take it now. Fire. There it is. Take it now. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, what are you doing? I'm looking for some victims. So, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, it's peace, it's joy in the Holy Ghost. It's joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost is real. He wants to touch his children. Step out in the aisle, brother. Lift your hands to heaven. You just receive right now. There it is. Take it now. There it is. There it is. Pick him up again. Pick him up. Pick him up. Take it now. Rasta kola mandara. Sira bakata rabasi brahola masai. Shola bakata rabasi. You know, there was the laying on of hands. I said that in the Old Testament, you know, the prophet Elisha, they brought this little boy who was dead, and he was laid in a bed, and he got on top of him, put his hands on his hands and his face on his face, and until he was, you know, his body got warm. And guess what happened? He said, call the Shunammite. They called her, and she came in unto him and said, take up thy son. He was brought back to life. Later on, this prophet dies and they bury him. And so they bury him and they're going out to, you know, bury this man. What he died of, we don't know, but they're going out to bury this man. And so then they see a band of men and its enemies. And so they just look for a place to throw his body in, you know. I mean, I don't know if they got a refund on their funeral, but but they just looked for a hole, and it just happened, you know, that it was Elisha's grave. And they threw the young man in there, and when they threw him in 2 Kings 13:21, he said, and it came to pass they were burying a man, and behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulcher of Elisha. And when the man was let down, he touched the bones of Elisha, and he revived and stood up on his feet. I bet you he beat those guys back to town. Yeah, because they were running fast because they threw a dead guy in there and a live guy comes up. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. The anointing, hallelujah. The anointing of the Lord can change anything. The anointing of the Lord destroys the burden and removes the yoke. Hallelujah. The anointing of the Lord is here this afternoon. Hallelujah. It's going to remove burdens. It's going to destroy yokes. Hallelujah. Woo, shalabakata. Oh, salama nende le vasaya. Oh, praste, 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 praste. Ha, 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 ha. Come here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ready? Take it now. Take it now. Fire. There it is. Take it now. There it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to heaven. Take some more. Fire. There it is. You know, we're talking about the laying on of hands. There's a leper that came and running to catch Jesus in one of his daily travels in Luke 5:12-13. And he says, and it came to pass that he was in a certain city, and behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst heal me. And he put his hand and touched him. He laid hands on him. He broke the law. He wasn't supposed to touch people with leprosy. He would become unclean. But Jesus, hallelujah, he came to show us the will of the Father. When you see Jesus in the Gospels, when you see Jesus, you are seeing Jesus doing the will of the Father. You are seeing Jesus doing the will of the Father. Hallelujah. Ma'am, come here. Holy Ghost is on you right there. If you can get up, lift your hands to heaven. Hallelujah. There it is. Take it now. Take it now. There it is. Take it now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like that hat.
Thank you, sir.
He does. Absolutely. He still does miracles.
Absolutely.
He does miracles so great.
Thank you.
Bahende siakota. Bahende siatoya. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How's it going? What happened? You can't talk.
Came to Colorado with a lot of pain.
You came to Colorado with a lot of pain? Come here. And how's it going?
Left the second time you laid hands on me.
Left the second time I laid hands on you. Fire! No more. Came to Colorado with pain.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Phew. Hey,
hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Good to see you. He's my friend. He goes in his house. He goes, fire, fire. Take it now. My oldest grandson, Alejandro, he told his mom, I don't want grandpa to lay hands on me. And she says, why not? Because he says he puts his hands on, he was a little boy. He's now going to be 20 here shortly. But he says, grandpa puts hands on people's head and he fries their brain. And that's why they fall out. You two come here. You two right here. Yeah, right here. Ooh, shalabakatara. I'm having a hard time walking around here, okay? Right there. Just lift your hands to heaven. Lift your hands to heaven right there. You ready? You ready? Fire. There it is. Fire. Take it now. There it is. Take it now. Shoo la cambra delle basaya. Shh. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray in a little bit by the laying on of hands, but I'm just following the Holy Ghost here. Okay? Is that okay? Step out in the aisle, sir. Lift your hands to heaven. Just take the fire now. There it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come here. Right here. Lift your hands to heaven. Can you imagine? He came to Colorado with pain in his body. And the second time we laid hands on him, pain's gone. Totally gone. You can receive the same anointing. Fire. Yeah. Pick her up. Pick her up. Give me your hand. There we go. What's wrong with you?
My knees, my legs.
Okay. Let me tell you, I prayed for a man in Kansas City, Kansas. He needed double knee replacement. I laid hands on him. I left. He later told me, he said, I went back to the doctor because I was scheduled for an operation for double knee replacement. He said, when he checked me, he said, you got two brand new knees. Fire! 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 Same Jesus that healed that guy over there is the same Jesus here today. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Who shakalabasita? Who shalakatarabasi? Brandelevasaya. Fire! Fire! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Osta kalabasi. Osta kalabasi. Branda labasi. You know, that I'm going to set everybody free here. You're not the healer. Amen. Jesus is. But he wants to use your hands to bring about healing in the lives of people. He wants to use your hands. Hallelujah. He wants to use your hands to bring about healing. Hallelujah. He wants to use your hands. He wants to use you to bring about healing. Hallelujah. Oh, shalabakatarabasi brahola masai. Brendele bastombra doshe. I believe in the laying on of hands. Hallelujah. We're going to practice the laying on of hands here. Right here, sir. Right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to heaven. Fire now. There it is. Take it now. Take it now. Fire. Fire. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come out here, ma'am. Are you with her?
Yeah.
Come over here. Lift your hands to heaven. Power of God's coming on you right now. Jose, sí. ¿Hablas español?
Sí.
Ah, qué bueno. Puerto Rico.
Sí.
Okay. Fire! 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 Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. ¿Cómo te llamas? What's your name?
James.
James. How are you feeling? Awesome. Awesome. You want some more?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Why not? How far did you drive?
We're from Houston.
Houston, Victoria area?
No, Victoria's too much, but we're from downtown
Houston. Downtown Houston. Well, I'm in Brownsville, Texas.
I'd like to visit you.
Well, fire! This young lady in the red right there, yes. Lift your hands right here. Lift your hands to heaven. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's a little fire. There it is. Take it. Take it down. You know, the laying on of hands was used to separate people into ministry. The high priest would set his hands on the Levites and separate them unto the ministry. Paul and Barnabas were set apart in Acts 13, 1 through 3. And it says, now there were in the church that was in Antioch certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas, Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucian from Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I've called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them. Say the laying on of hands. You two holding hands, come here. You two, are you with her? Yeah. Come this way. Come over here.
I believe I receive.
Amen.
Amen.
Take it now, Joseph. Right now. Take it now, ma'am. There it is. Amen. Come over here. Right here. Right here. Right here. Lift your hands to heaven. Fire now. There it is. Take it now. Take it now. Thank you, Jesus. I want to talk about impartation because there's going to be some impartation here this afternoon. Some people ask me, well, when did this start? When did you notice this? In fact, I was with Andrew on his program recording yesterday, and he said, when did this happen? And it happened many years ago. I went through Rhema Bible Training Center, Bible College today, and I always wanted Brother Hagin to lay hands on me. But it just wasn't in my character to go up to him and ask him to pray. And anytime he'd finish preaching, people would just swarm. And, you know, it just wasn't in me to go. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, you're so loud. Well, I'm not like this when I'm by myself. And I wanted him to lay hands on me. And then Brother Hagin started his last years before he went on to be with the Lord. The Lord told him that he needed to teach the church. He said, there is a move of God that will be lost if we don't teach the church how to move in it. And the last days of his life, he spent going from one church, one city to another, doing Holy Ghost meetings, teaching the church, teaching ministers, teaching them how to follow the Holy Ghost, how to flow in the Holy Ghost, how to flow in the Holy Ghost. And so he spent those years, and I would watch him when I would had a chance. I would go to Tulsa or wherever I could to get in one of those Holy Ghost meetings, because it was just like something. And then so one year during Winter Bible Seminar, Winter Bible Seminar is for alumni to come back home. And I want to say this. I've been going back to Winter Bible Seminar for 37 years, except for one year that I had to stay back and because we had visitors in Mexico and I had to interpret for them. But I've made my way back to Rhema because I received an anointing there. I received a revelation there. And I want to talk to all of you Charis Bible College students. You've received an anointing here. You've received a revelation here. And revelation is progressive. And you need to mark it on your calendars. Anytime that Brother Andrew has a meeting, you need to be there. Because what it'll do, it'll strengthen you in your faith. It'll strengthen you in that revelation that you have. More will be added to you as he gets more revelation, as he gets more revelation on grace and the love of God and all that he gets, he's imparting unto the body and he's imparting into the students. So I encourage you, do not unhook from Charis Bible College. Stay hooked up. Stay hooked up. So I was there. And I was sitting with the Texas team because I'm from Texas. I was sitting there with the Texas people. And all of a sudden in the evening, Winter Bible Seminar has morning sessions, evening sessions. And so we're sitting there and Brother Hagin gets there. How many of you ever saw Brother Hagin ministry? You can go to YouTube. His Holy Ghost are still anointed as ever. I go there very often. Okay. I feed on them. I feed on those Holy Ghost meetings. I get instruction in those Holy Ghost meetings. Yep. Hallelujah. And so I'm sitting there with the Texas group, and it's in the 90s. And I'm sitting there with the Texas group, and all of a sudden he comes in. You know how he had this little notebook that he'd unzipper and open up in his Bible? And he said, you know, I had a Bible lesson tonight. He said, I had a Bible lesson ready, prepared to give. He said, but I was arrested by the Lord on the way here. He said, I was arrested. You know, you ever been arrested by the Lord? And everybody was quiet, waiting to see what he was going to do. And so he said, tonight, he said, I'm going to do something that I've only done a couple of other times in my life. He said, tonight, I'm going to impart of my honor. I'm going to impart of my spirit. I'm going to impart of my anointing. I'm going to impart on a certain group of people. And he began to speak and he began to minister on the laying on of hands. The laying on of hands for a blessing. The laying on of hands for healing. The laying on of hands for separating people into the ministry. And then he went on to, I want to read this to you because it's so important, because that's the last part he used. And the Lord said to Moses, you know, in Numbers 27, the Lord said to Moses, and he said, take Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay thine hand upon him and set him before Eleazar the priest and before the congregation and give him a charge in their sight. And thou shalt put some of thine honor. See, when we lay hands, what we have, what I have, I give. When that crippled man asked to receive alms from the disciples, he said, what I have, give I thee. He had something to give. He had an anointing. He had a healing anointing. He had power that Jesus had delegated unto them. Hallelujah. And they, the disciples, had something with them. Hallelujah. And when you're a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're full of the Holy Ghost. You've got an anointing. Hallelujah. And it's from the Holy One. Amen. And so he laid his hands on him and impart of thine honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient, and he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall counsel for him and after him and before the Lord, and his word shall be, and they'll go out, and his word when they come in, both he and all, it says, all the children of Israel, even the congregation. And Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and he took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation, and he laid his hands upon him and gave him a charge, and the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. And look at what happened. Look at the result of the laying on of hands. Look at the result of the laying on of hands. Deuteronomy 34, 9 through 12, it says, and Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. Wisdom came to that man, Joshua, because of the impartation, because of the laying on of hands of Moses upon him. And he says, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face in all signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land, and in all that mighty hand and in the sight of Israel. Hallelujah. Let me tell you. So I'm sitting there. Brother Hagin says, I'm going to lay hands on some people here. And he said, if you're a missionary and you serve in the Indian Reservation in Canada, he said, do not come up here. He said, if you're a missionary and you serve in the Indian reservations in the United States, do not come up here. He said, this is specifically for missionaries who are overseas, who are in another country. And there was probably 7,000-8,000 people there that night. And of all those thousands, there was about 50 to 60 of us that went up to the front. And they lined us up. I'll be honest with you, I don't even know when he laid his hands on me. The next thing I know, I'm looking at the ceiling lights. But I'll tell you what happened. I got back to Mexico and I began to minister, and I began to see things happen in my life. I began to see the anointing increase in my life. I began to see people being touched just like you saw. See, I demonstrated before, I told you what happened so that you wouldn't be... ¿Cómo se dice este? No. Ya ni en inglés ni en español. I can't even say it in English or Spanish. not shocked, but predisposed. Predisposed. That's why I demonstrated first. Come here, ma'am. Lift your hands to heaven. Receive now. There it is. There it is. Take it now. In Jesus' name. It's over you. Fire. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So in the meetings all over the world, it doesn't matter what nation, it doesn't matter if I speak the language or not, the anointing is the same. The anointing is the same in every nation. The anointing is the same in every country. You know, I have four girls, and I love to love on them, hug them, kiss them. They're my girls, and you know, they're older now. They've made me a grandfather. And but God has children, and he loves to touch them. Amen? He loves to touch his children. He loves to touch his children. He wants to touch his children. And today we're gonna be praying in a little bit, but come here, sir. Lift your hands to heaven. There it is. Fire's on you right now. There it is. Just take it now. Thank you, Jesus. Would you just take 30 seconds and pray in the Holy Ghost with me? If you're here today and you've got pain in your body right now, I want you to get out of your chair and the ushers will line you up and I'm going to minister by the laying on of hands. In our crusades, it's no longer feasible to go out in the crowd and lay hands on people individually because it's so many people. But by the word spoken, the last crusade we did in August of 2024, we're coming up to do one in August of 2025 in Campeche. And the one we did in August of 2024, there was a lady who was in an automobile accident, and she was ejected from the car, and the car landed on her. And she had pain in her neck and her shoulders. Just leave room, and we'll start lining them up some more, okay, so that we have room to minister to these, and we'll fill it up again. But she was in an automobile accident, and she had pain in the side of her face. She had pain in her back. And she told her husband, religion is so evil, okay? She told her husband, take me to this crusade so they can pray for me because I'm in so much pain. He said, no, we need to pray to see if it's the will of God. I'm telling you, the will of God is healing. The will of God, you can see it in Jesus. He took our infirmities. He took our pains. He took our shame. He took everything that would ail mankind. And on that cross, he was nailed to that cross. And he took the punishment of sin. And he entered in with his own precious blood into the Holy of Holies once and for all. He entered in once and for all and offered a sacrifice for all mankind from, you know, past, present, and future. Hallelujah. He is no more offering sacrifices. Hallelujah. It is finished. Hallelujah. It is finished. Hallelujah. I'm going to start right here. Hallelujah. Postile mambra dosse. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Shende bosse branda la basia. Brandele le vasaya. Oh, be healed now. Pain, go. Pain, go. Now. Now. There it is. There it is. Pain now. Right here. Hallelujah. I need my ushers to be one. Yeah, keep going. Right here. I'm going to wait for you. Okay. Pain go now. Pain go now. 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 There it is. Now. 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 Hallelujah. Come with me. I'll wait for you guys. And she came and she said, and some of you will begin to feel like a heat come on your body right now. It's the healing power of Jesus. And she said that she was sitting out in the bleachers when all of a sudden that part of her neck and face where she hurt just began to like a fire on her face and shoulder and in that area, and was totally healed, and the Lord healed her totally. Receive now. Receive now. Receive now. Receive now. Hallelujah. Receive now. Hallelujah. Receive now. Receive now. There it is. Receive now. Now. Now, 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 now. Receive now. Take it now, sir. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Shula katara. There it is. Take it now. Push the kala. Take it now. There it is. There it is. Take it now. There it is. There it is. You ready? Take it now. Take it now. There it is. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Now. Take it now. There it is. There it is. Break the fall, brothers. Take it now. Take it now. We may need two. It's okay. You ready? Power of God's coming on you right here. Take it now. Here it is. Power of God coming on you. From the top of your head to the soles to the tip of your toes. Now. November of this last year, 2024, I'm in Bogota, Colombia. My wife, Ernie, was preaching. And after she finished preaching, she said, Jerry, you're going to pray for the people. And so I called anybody with pain. And this lady came up. The altars filled up. I mean, hundreds of people. And the altars filled up. And I was praying for people by the laying on of hands. And I get to this lady and I said, what's wrong with you? I have MS. She said, I have so much pain. She said, I didn't want to come up here. She said, I've learned to live with pain. I'm medicated. God does not want you to learn to live with sickness. God doesn't want you to learn to live with pain. He only wants you to learn to live with Him and the Holy Ghost and the Father. Amen. And so I laid hands on her and I said, that's of the devil. MS is not from God. No sickness comes from God. No sickness comes from the Lord. No sickness comes from God. And so I just said, in the name of Jesus, I said, that's from the devil. And I laid hands on her. There you go. Right there. There it is. They sent me a testimony 2 weeks later. She said, I didn't want to go up for prayer. My daughter dragged me up there. No. You know, Jesus wants you healed more than you want to be healed. Amen? It's true. And so she sent me a testimony and she said, the moment I fell and they broke her fall, they put a chair because evidently they knew she was in so much pain. They put a chair behind her and she sat on the chair and I just laid hands on her. And 2 weeks later, she sent me a testimony, Brother Daniel. She said, I have no pain. I quit medication. She said, I've been in pain for years with MS, and there are no more symptoms. Go. There it is. Whew. Some of those are like lightning. Yeah, can you feel it? Pick him up. Pick him up. Pick him up. Ooh, shalabakata. Shoo, hallelujah. Some of you got to learn to laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Take it now. There it is. There it is. Take it now. There it is. Take it now. There it is. Take it now. Push to kill it. Post to kill it. There it is. Take it now, bam. Take it now. Sir, take it now. There it is. There it is. There it is. Take it now. Post to kill it, bomb reduce. Ha, ha. Whoosh. That was pretty good, huh? Come up here. Yeah. Whew. Lift your hands to heaven. Power of God, come on you now. Fire! 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 There it is. Fire! 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 There it is. Take it down. Fire! Push the calabazombra sotar. Fire, fire, fire. Fire, fire. Here it is. Take it now. Take it now. Right here. Right here. Take it now. You ready? Fire. Here it is. Fire. Take it now. Woo. Salabakatara. Fire. Here it is. Take it now. There it is. Take it now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can you pray in tongues with me? I don't know if we have a little bit of worship music or... Oh, here. We'll do a cappella. Hallelujah. 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 Help me. Hallelujah. You ready? Fire. There it is. Fire, sir. Fire. Take it now. Fire. Take it now. Fire. 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 There it is. Fire. Now. Fire. Fire. Take it now. Take it now. Fire. You ready? Fire. Take it now, sir. Fire. 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 There it is. Fire. Take it now. There it is. Fire. Take it now. Fire. Right here. Take it now. Fire. Fire. Take it now. Fire. Take it now. There it is. There it is. One more time. Fire. Now. There it is. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Yeah. Don't bring. Don't give it back to me. Fire. There's a heat coming over you. It's like burning. Ready? Take it now. There it is. There it is. Take it now. Hallelujah. Is this a line here too? Ready? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll be right with you. Fire. 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 Right here. Fire. Oof. Fire now. There it is. Take it. Fire. Moving this way right here. Ready? Fire. Fire. Right there. Fire. Ready? Fire. Here it is. It's right on you. Fire. Take it now. Fire. Take it now. Fire. Take it now. 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 Fire. Take it now. Right there. Right there. Right there. Fire. Take it now. There it is. There it is. Hallelujah. Did I pray for you, sir? Fire. Take it now. Hallelujah. Fire. Take it now. Fire. Take it now. Fire. Take it now. Take it now. All sickness. Oh, we send the word to heal him and deliver him. Fire. Take it now. There it is. Take it now. There it is. There it is. Take it now. Hallelujah. Take it now. Take it now. There it is. Hallelujah. Take it now. Fire. Fire. Just start moving your body where you had pain. Just start checking it. You'll watch. You'll see. It's gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Sarabakata rabasi. That's it. It's on you, brother. Power of God's on you right there. Power of God's on you right there. Take it now. Just rest in the loving arms of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a fire on you. It's a heat. How many of you can feel that heat or it's been on you? Yeah. Take it now. There it is. Take it now. Ready? Take it now. Take it. Take it now. Hallelujah. Take it now. Take it now, sir. Take it now. There it is. There it is. You ready? Take it now. There it is. Take it now. Fire. Fire. You ready? Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Fire. Here it is. It's on you. It's on you. Take it now, sir. Right there. Roll. Shula bakatarabasi. Shula astekele. There it is. Take it now. Fire. Ready? Take it now. There it is. Take it now. Ready, sir? Take it now. Hallelujah. I'll be right back to pray for you, okay? In the crusade in Juchitán, Oaxaca, we had a man who was shot in the face and half of his body was paralyzed. And the Lord healed him. The Lord healed his body. Another man had been two different cases shot. Pick him up, please. Pick him up. Yeah. Lift your hands to heaven. Power of God's on you right now. Yeah. Fine. Here it is. Just take it. And this one guy had been shot. He'd have to go to the pharmacy every morning for a painkiller shot. And came to the crusade. And while he's sitting out there, he gets healed. Gets healed. Thank you, Jesus. Take it, sir. Take it now.
You ready?
Take it now. Yeah. Here it is. I'm going to lay my hands on you again. Just take it. Okay? Fire of God come on you. There it is. Just take it now. Take it now. Hallelujah. Right here? Okay. You ready? Take it now. There it is. Take it now. There it is. I'll be right over there. So you ready?
I'm ready.
Take it now, sir. There it is.
Yes.
Take it now. You ready? Take it now. Now. There it is. Take it now. Take it, take it. Take it now. There it is. Right there. Take it now. There it is. Take it. Take it now, sir. Take it. Take it. Take it now. Hallelujah. Take it now. Take it now. Hallelujah.
Sorry, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to lay hands on you. Power of God come on you, okay? And if you, even if it's just moving one finger like that, you start doing it, okay? Just do whatever you can, okay? By faith. You see yourself healed. You haven't always been in this chair. See, you weren't born for this chair. Begin to see yourself walking again. Begin to see yourself functioning again. You ready? In the name of Jesus. There it is. There it is. Oof. Oh. Phew. Allah Vasaya. Power of God coming into you right there. Power of God coming into you. Fire.
Oh my God.
Fire. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you, you got to learn to laugh. Ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Brother Hagin said that some people's lives have been so hard they forgot how to laugh. And he said, I've had to teach people how to laugh.
Come on.
And you got to teach people how to laugh. So I'm going to give you a lesson on how to laugh. You ready for the lesson?
Yeah.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ho ho.
Ho ho.
Hee hee.
Hee hee.
Ha ha.
Ha.
Ho ho.
Ho ho.
Hee hee.
Hee.
Now you keep doing it. Stand up, brother. Fire! Fire! There it is. There it is. Go, go. Yeah. Yeah. I don't have to touch you out there. You can get in. Yeah. Yeah. Just let it bubble out of you. You draw the joy out of the wells of salvation. Hey. Ah. Shelebambradose. 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 Te asita. Sha. Selecambra dosse, terelevastambra dista. Oh, ha 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 ha. Selecambra dosse, che le leva sai. Ah, ha ha ha.
Are you Maddie?
Yeah, come over here. Lift your hands. Woohoo. Fire! 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 Hallelujah. Begin to pray in tongues matters. Fire. 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 This whole row right here. Fire is on you. Right here. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah. Fire. 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 Fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Calvin, right here. Right here. Help him up. Help him up. Lift your hands to heaven. Fire! 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 There it is. Fire! Hallelujah. Ha 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 ha. Yeah. You know what the Bible says? The joy of the Lord is our strength. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, it's peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. 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 Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Woo, shalabakatara. Joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm gonna come in here. Ha 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 ha. Joy, 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 joy. Joy, joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy, joy, joy. Woo! Shh! Ha! Fire! Fire! Joy, joy, joy. Shh! Hallelujah. Joy, joy. Hallelujah. Shh! That's it. Draw it out. Draw it out. Draw it out. Hallelujah. Bring me that young, those three people right there, those three young ladies. That's it. How old are you?
I'm 17.
Ooh. That's when the Lord touched my life. I'll be 64 next month and I've never turned back. Marker. Fire. Fire. Marker. Never be the same again. Fire. There it is. Never be the same again. Never, never, never. Young man, Holy Ghost is on you. Come over here. Lift your hands to heaven. Fire. Take it now. There it is. Take it now. Take it now. Fire God on you. Fire God on you. Oh, shalabakatara. Fire God on you guys. Yeah. Somebody help us with the camera lady. We're losing a camera lady right here. This happens. This is expensive equipment. Yeah. Fire's falling in this place. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Take the fire now. Take the fire now. What's wrong with you?
Had a tumor in my spine and just all kinds of surgery.
In the name of Jesus, tumor, dry up in the spine. Everything causing this woman not to be able to function, to walk, in the name of Jesus, we speak life. We speak the life of God into her right now. Healing power touching her. You begin to do something you couldn't do. You begin to do something. Fire. Ah, sekele. Eh, kalama sotoro bo siteri. Salabakatara. Guys, stay with me. Solo bokumbro dosse tere bastara. Halamasaya vanalamasi. Brande le bastoro. Right here. You ready? That's it. Fire! Fire!
I'm here for a friend of mine. She's really sick.
Fire! We send the word. Now, there it is. Right here, guys. Right here. Fire now. Now. Fire now. There it is. Take it now.
Don't let it go.
Yeah, there it is. The guy with the, he still does miracles. Stand in the aisle, sir. Right here. Come up here. Lift your hands to heaven, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, fire! Take it now. Take it now. Daniel, I want to pray for you. It's just a fresh anointing. Hallelujah. It's hard to stand up. Fire! Fire. 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 Hallelujah. These ushers that have been helping me, here, anybody with a terminal disease, get out of your chair and come up here. Terminal disease.
Coming up over here.
Right there. It's just right there. What's wrong with you?
They told me I have stage 4 liver cancer, and I told them in September you don't know my God.
Amen.
I walked away from chemo.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is the healer.
He is.
He's your healer.
His name is above all names.
Let me tell you something.
He told me to walk in here.
Yeah. Listen to this. So in 2017, I believe, I was invited to do, I believe it was Healing is Here back then. And so I was like trembling in my boots because I'm thinking, Andrew Womack is the speaker, Greg Moore, Daniel Kalenda, and then Jerry Garcia. I was thinking like, what am I going to say? So that week, we were in the barn back then. This was not here yet. And so I'm sitting, they've sat me next to Andrew. And he turns to me and he says, Jerry, he says, I don't want you to be intimidated by me. And I'm not going to be intimidated by you. He said, I'm going to teach the word and grow faith in the hearts of people and get them healed. And you're going to use the anointing and the gifts God's given you, the gifts of the Spirit, to get people healed. And we're both going to come out with the same result, the healing of bodies. So we're in that meeting, and the power of God was moving like it is here, just moving. People were getting healed. Joy and laughter was in the building and stuff. And about a month later, after the meetings, I get a call from a lady in Rancho Cucamonga, California, from a four-square church. And she says, we weren't able to go out to Andrews, she said, but my husband, we had the TV in the living room, and we were watching it. She said, I was diagnosed with cancer in my body, in my breast, she said, and I was diagnosed with cancer. We're pastors. We pastor a church, a four-square church. And she said, and we saw what was happening, and said, all of a sudden, the next thing we know, we're on the floor in our living room, weeping and laughing, and just under the power. I'm telling you, there is no distance for the Spirit. And those of you watching by internet today, the same power here is in your living room, in your bedroom, in your car, wherever your device might be. And so anyway, I had never been out to California up until then. And they asked me to come And they said, I went back to the doctor and all cancer had left my body. Woo! Lady, power of God's on you. That's it. Power of God's on you right now. You feel it? Fire! There it is. There it is. Let me just lay hands on her. Pick her up. Pick her up. Let me lay hands on her. You ready?
Yep.
Take it now. There it is. There it is. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now, sir. There it is. Cancer, you dry up in the name of Jesus and you leave her. Hallelujah. There it is. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. What is it?
She has stage four.
Stage four. Jesus' name, you dry up. You dry up in the name of Jesus. You leave this body. In the name of Jesus. Fire. What's going on?
She's getting movement back into her foot.
You couldn't?
Right now on this foot. It's a little bit.
She couldn't lift it up. Lift it up in Jesus' name. Do whatever. Just even if it's an inch, just do it. Because that's by faith. Act. There it is. Yeah, yeah. Just do it. Just do it. Just move. Hallelujah. Just move. Hallelujah. Do I have anybody else that I haven't? Huh? In the name of Jesus, dry up every cancerous cell. Now, I command the life of God to come and flow through you in Jesus' name. Boy. Power of God's all over you. Hey? Just take it. Stumande. You ready? What's wrong with you?
I haven't slept in 15 years, a full night.
Okay. Move this
my
way.
My knees are hurting. Oh. My back.
Mm-hmm. Hasn't slept a full night in 15 years. His knees are hurting, his back. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the healer. Say that with me. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the healer. Now, knees, back, and a peaceful sleep in Jesus' name. He giveth his beloved sleep. Yeah. Lay him down. Just the right size. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm immune, but if you want to try and lay me out, I'd love
okay.
to be down.
Come over here. Come over here, right here. Yeah. I don't lay anybody out, okay?
I know it's yeah. the
way So, but you do have to be yield it.
Maybe
just yield. No, don't resist. No, you're okay. Okay? Just yield now. There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Take it. Take it. Yield. Daniel? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much.
Glory to God. I'm walking up carefully. Hallelujah. The power of God is real. The same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside of every one of you that are believers. Thank God for this time today. There's refreshing in the presence of the Lord. And we've been refreshed today. We've been encouraged, we've been taught, we've been imparted to. So now my question to you today is, what are you going to do with this? What are you going to do with it? No, I'm serious. What are you going to do with it? I heard finally somebody say, pass it on. Come on, tell somebody next to you, I'm going to pass it on. I'm going to give it away. Those of you on the internet, I'm going to give it away. I'm going to pass it on. Thank you, Father God. Come on, everybody, stand to your feet. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to just give you glory today. Come on, lift up your hands and let's just bless the Lord. Come on, tell him thank you today. Jesus, you are the healer, and we honor you. We recognize the work that you have done on our behalf, the price that you paid, and you want what you paid for. So God, we present ourselves as living offerings today, saying, bless the Lord and all that is within me. Bless your holy name. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. We give honor and blessing and praise to you, Lord God. You are the one that did what nobody else could do. Wow. You are the one that made impossible possible. And now it's in you that we live and move and have our being. Come on, if you have a prayer language, I want to just give thanks in the Holy Ghost right now. Let's just take a minute. If you have a prayer language, the Bible says we give thanks well when we pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, just take a minute just to say thank you as we pray in the Holy Ghost together. Together, in Jesus' name. There is no name higher than the name of Jesus. No sickness, no disease is bigger than our God. Our God is greater. His name is higher. He's stronger than any weapon that's been formed against you. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and give thanks to you again. And everybody said, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Woo! What a great time in the Holy Ghost today. Hey, on a personal note, Katrina, bring Dahlia up here. I want you to meet one of the newest members of our family. This is my great-granddaughter. This is Dahlia Ray. And she was born in November to Katrina's son, my grandson, and his wife, who's here somewhere. And
she ran out for a second.
Yeah. And Dahlia Ray already loves the Lord.
Yeah.
She just doesn't know how much she loves the Lord, but she does.
Yes,
yes, she does. Guys, I'm telling you, thank you, Katrina, inheritance is ours. And God says, I want you not only to possess nations, but I want you to affect generations. What you are doing right now, I don't care if you're a few months old or whether you're older. Okay? There's no old people in here. There's just older people. Listen, God has an assignment for every one of you that is bigger than just you. It's going to affect generations as well as nations, but it starts right here. So living it inside out at home, living it inside out in your neighborhood, living it inside out in your community, wherever you go, the Spirit of God goes. Wherever you go, healing goes. Wherever you go, the power of God goes. How dare we keep it to ourselves? But now it's time to let it out. In this third great awakening, we're not going to back up. We're not going to shut up. Amen. We're going to declare the goodness of God, and we're going to demonstrate the works of God, because Jesus said, what did he say? You will do the same works that I've done. And we do them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Before I dismiss you, next week we're going to have Jim Baker with us. Those of you who are not going to be on the campus, you're going to want to join us on the internet. I'm just telling you in advance, it's going to be another great time to be together at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. Do us a favor, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your family about Healing Now. We have more people watching this on the live stream than any other event coming out of Caris Bible College. And there's a reason why. People are hungry. They want to see the real deal. They want to see transformation. And we all get to be a part of it. You are not an agent of sickness and disease. You are contagious with healing, health, and wholeness in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to invite our healing disciples to come up here and minister further. If you guys want some more ministry, we want to just take a moment to be able to bless you personally. Maybe there's something else you'd like prayer over. And again, I know we've offered this many times throughout already campus days today. But if you want some further ministry, we will do that. And those of you who don't, God bless you. You are dismissed. Thank you so much for being a part of our Healing Now service. And we look forward to the next time that we're together. In Jesus' name, amen.